Well, this is Doc Kirby for WTBF. Delighted to welcome back the Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill. Enjoyed the book, Alabama's Bicentennial.
Well, Doc, you're very kind, and it's great to be back with Troy's best friend. I want you to know I'm excited to be with you today, and the only thing that would make it better is if I were with you in studio personally. We look forward to that when we get rid of the social distancing, my friend.
Yes.
We're going to talk today about some of the situations involved in running an election that you're having to organize in the middle of a quarantine and that we're not really sure how long will last. So you're in a relatively unprecedented situation.
The thing that I think we need to talk about just a minute is how we got to where we are. You know, in 2019, Doc, we realized that we needed legislation in order to protect the people of Alabama whenever a situation might arise that would result in the need for the delay or the postponement of an election. And that would be some type of catastrophic event or activity that occurred. But neither the code nor the Constitution give an individual or an entity the ability to postpone, delay, or move an election. So we went to the legislature, proposed a codification change, and frankly was told by two different members of the body that this was not something that we needed, not even something we needed to consider, because it never been necessary before. It would never be necessary in the future.
Hmm.
Well, we brought the legislation back again this year, but because it wasn't a priority, it had not already moved through the legislature. And so we realized with the coronavirus continuing to advance that we needed some level of relief. So what we did was we wrote a letter to Attorney General Steve Marshall. I asked him, General Marshall, given the circumstances and since the governor declared a state of emergency, under Title 31-9-1, do you believe that she has the authority and the power through the expanded powers that are granted to her to go ahead and delay the March 31st runoff? And he agreed with us that she did. And in saying that, when permission was granted, we went to the governor and we made a proposal to her, look, we need you to consider this as an option to go forward. Would you propose to extend the runoff period to July 14th. Now, some people have asked, why was that date selected? Doc, the reason we selected that date is the last possible date that we could have the election and it not interfere with the November 3rd general election. All the certifications and things that are necessary would be completed by that time. But when the governor accepted that particular date as the date to move the runoff to, and we made that announcement on the 18th of March with General Marshall, the governor, and I all being present at a press conference, I'll invoke some powers that are given to me whenever the governor declares a state of emergency in Title 17-11-3 that enables me, once the runoff period is extended, to also deal with questions related to the absentee process. And so we already had folks that were making absentee ballot applications, some people that were actually voting absentee, wondering if their votes were going to be counted because, you know, we were dealing with a four-week runoff for the first time. Well, Lord, it had been a couple of decades since
yes.
that had occurred. And so I invoked that power, and that gave us more than 100 days for people to be able to vote absentee. So we were excited about that, and we continue to promote that as an option. We're now at about, I think, 83 days that people can still vote absentee. So if people are concerned about appearing at one of the 1,980 polling sites in the state of Alabama on July 14th, they need to go ahead and go to our website at alabamavotes.gov, download the absentee ballot application, or call their local circuit clerk in their county, ask their circuit clerk, their absentee election manager, to mail them an absentee ballot application. When they successfully complete that and enclose a photocopy of their photo ID, whichever one they want to submit of the 10 that are acceptable,
mm-hmm.
then they will be sent a ballot. They can vote, and their vote will be counted just like it would if they voted in person on July 14th. And that's what we're encouraging people to do. And let me say this. I know a lot of times people are concerned if they vote absentee, what box do I mark? I may not be out of the county. I may not have to work a double shift that day. I may not be sick. Well, the code 17-11-3 gives me the authority to designate a box, and that's what I've done. And I want to encourage people to check the box that says, I am ill or infirmed and will be unable to vote at my regular polling site on election day.
That way, they don't have to try to figure out where am I going to be or what the situation is going to be at some point in the future.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And this is primarily because of the quarantine situation that we're in now, which is predicted to end in the next couple of weeks, but just in case.
That's exactly right. And what we want to be prepared so the needs of our constituents can continue to be met all across the state of Alabama.
Now, I know part of the issue with absentee balloting is the credibility of it, but it sounds to me like if you're having people vote absentee and including their voter registration, that should cut back dramatically on any possibility of allegations of improper absentee balloting and so forth.
Well, Doc, look, we changed the law last year in 2019 so that whenever people were making absentee ballot applications, they had to include their photo ID in the application process instead of returning it with the ballot, which is not any different than you do when you go to the polls.
Sure.
You'll recall that when you go to the polls, they don't ask for your ballot. I mean, your ID when you turn your ballot in the machine. They ask for your ID when you check in.
Right.
And so this makes it consistent. And that's what we want to do, is to be consistent, make sure that our people are being protected and that all of their votes are being counted for the candidate of their choice, because we just want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Excellent. Excellent. I think that's a great combination. It constantly bothers me during election times when we have poor voter turnout. And with all of these measures in place, it seems to me like you're making it easier and easier for people to exercise the privilege that we have of voting that a lot of people gave up an awful lot for. And I think that's wonderful. We'll be back with more with the Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill, right after this. Welcome back. We're talking to Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill. He recently received $6.4 million from the federal government in the coronavirus stimulus package.
We did, Doc. We received a significant amount of money. Now, the conversation that I like to have with you has to do with voting and what we'll be doing with the $6.8 million.
Okay.
And then the additional match money that we will provide, which will put us to a little bit of more than $8.1 million, to talk about what our intentions are to do with those resources that have been granted to us. And I'm excited about the leadership that was demonstrated by Senator McConnell and by Senator Shelby as we were able to secure these resources. I had conversations with them, with members of their team, to try to put us in a stronger position to make sure that the flexibility was given to the state so that the states could do what was right and best for them instead of having a one-size-fits-all, just a general blanket that was provided to the state, mm-hmm. and then they had to adhere to certain principles and guidelines. And what we will be doing with the resources that have been granted to us is a number of different things. First and foremost, in regard to the elections process, we're going to make sure that when our people go to the polls, that they know that our poll workers are protected. So we're providing masks to each one of the poll workers, inspectors, all those people that will be working the polls on election day. We are also putting ourselves in a position to allow them to have the non-latex gloves. So if they're allergic to latex, they'll be able to use the non-latex gloves for their service that day. We also will have hand sanitizer for the voters as they come into the polls. When they get ready to pick up the pen or receive the ballot, they'll know that they can sanitize their hands as they're receiving that information. Then when they get ready to go, they can sanitize their hands again. We have disinfectant wipes that will be used on election equipment throughout the day. We have disinfectant spray that will be sprayed on all of the surfaces and on the equipment throughout the day. We're excited about being able to do that at no cost to the state of Alabama by using those resources that have been given to us by the Congress to make sure our people are protected. But furthermore, you know, I talked about the extended time that our people will have to vote absentee. Mm-hmm. Well, whenever that happens, there's people that have to work for that purpose to make sure that people's needs are being met.
Right.
And so what we've done is the pay that those people receive, the absentee election manager compensation, will not be paid for by the state of Alabama as it usually is. That'll be paid for through this stimulus money.
Ah.
So we're going to absorb that cost too. So there will not be any additional cost that has to be absorbed by the state or the county. We're also going to make sure that our poll workers, who are so diligent to get out and help us every time we have an election, will be paid extra for their work on election day. So we're going to be paying them extra in addition to the other resources that are made available. So those are just some of the things off the top of my head that we're doing to take care of our people.
Excellent. John, thank you so much for making time. I know you're talking to lots of radio and TV stations across the state, letting them know what's going on with the runoff elections and the general elections and all. And we thank you so much for making time to talk to us again. And we look forward to the day which will not be that far away, when social distancing won't have to be a thing we worry about anymore, and we can have you back down in our studios. It'll be great to have you here.
Doc, I look forward to being there with you. You're always so kind to me, and I enjoy being with you every time.
Thank you so much. John Merrill, the Secretary of State for the state of Alabama, talking today with us about the upcoming runoff elections and the fall elections, how we're using stimulus money to make these things work better and easier, and the preparations that they made. John, again, thank you so much. My best to your staff. You got some really good people working for you.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You too. For WTBF, I'm Doc Kirby.